Afternoon, one and all. Scotty K, London cabbie, Tyler, anti-EU campaigner, back again with my view from the cab. Right, we've half-term almost over. I'm sure some of you have been somewhere nice, or even on a cruise. If so, did you see the SSEU in the port? It is bigger than the Titanic, and is now on its way, heading for an even bigger iceberg or two. And that is if we stay in. The migrant crisis is up and running again, although you wouldn't think it watching the news on the telly. Funny that. Over 2,500 migrants landed in just one day last week in Italy. And now we're even starting to see the dinghies crossing the channel. Greece's financial woes have gotten worse, but that won't be discussed until after our referendum, along with the formation of an EU army. When are you inners going to realise you're not voting for the status quo, where we're just going to chill out on a lilo in the middle of the Mediterranean, but you're sticking us on a speedboat to further integration and more laws being made on the bridge of the SSEU, which is very slowly sinking. Now is the time to man the lifeboats and get ourselves to safety and not to fiddle on the deck and go down with it. No doubt it's setting sail to Antarctica to make itself look good, as that is the only continent on the planet with slower growth than the EU. It'll be making its way down the North Sea, through the English Channel and out into the Atlantic. Not a British fishing vessel in sight. Bon voyage then. After Cameron's war comments the other day, I've taken to looking at the EU as some sort of virtual war zone. I'll tell you why. Every 50 or 60 years, we normally have a war. Many of these wars have been heavily backed on both sides by certain families with money who actually prosper from lending to the said countries. As technology has taken a hold on the battlefield and the world has grown smaller thanks to business, travel and global communications, the appetite for war is no longer there. So how are these money men going to make their money and yield their power? High levels of lending result in high levels of interest. So getting everybody united politically, causing a financial crash, causing uncertainty in the Middle East, driving everybody into debt, is a far better way to keep the money with those who own it. We didn't pay our World War II debt off until the 1990s, so don't be surprised if it takes us 50 years to pay for this war without deaths. Now, we've all heard it said that if voting changed anything, they wouldn't let us do it. Well, it seems to me that all across the Western world, people are starting to believe that they can change things at the ballot box, and the politicians don't like it. So they're trying to take that from us by immersing us into a federalist superstate, feeding us fear and lies in the hope that we won't notice what they're doing. They've even resorted to shouting down the Leave camp for actually being truthful and saying that we don't know what will happen, for sure, if we leave. Fact is, nobody does. No country in history has ever left a political union of 28 different countries. Well, I'm going to be bold and say what will happen, as they try to back us into a corner. Britain will prosper. Britain will be independent. Britain will be great again. Life will go on. People will work. People will go on holiday. People will have money in their pockets and food on their tables. We, the British people, are stronger than any other peoples in this world. Don't ever forget that. On that note, it's Thursday evening when I record this, so I'm off now to see David Cameron debate with nobody. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll probably see me coming up a bit arguing with Sky News. So anyway, until next week, be safe and be lucky.